Go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look at that. I got it at the right time. Not that you can hear it, but... Bum, bum, bum. Hey, y'all. It is Rachel, and it is Eddie, and this is my so-called mess, and welcome to it. Hey, Eddie.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm doing my final taxes for the... Well, not my final. I have, like, a bunch of taxes that I have to do at the beginning of the year.
Oh, I keep forgetting that I have to actually do taxes at some point.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
Yeah, everything's lame. Did you go running this morning?
No. You should know my running schedule by now, Rachel. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay, but I feel like... Last Thursday, didn't you come from the gym? Or you were just in your car?
I was in my car last Thursday.
Okay.
I did come from the YMCA, though. Oh, you do listen to me. Aw. Yeah, no, I did come from the YMCA because I did a yoga class.
That's right. It was yoga. Okay. Thought you were at the Y. See, I do know your schedule. I do listen sometimes.
Yeah, that's really nice of you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. How has your week been?
You know, it was President's Day week, so the kids had Monday off, and then I've just been really busy. Like lots of work to do.
Yuck.
For my businesses and taxes and paying bills. I have a school business that I run. I'm the treasurer of the PTO.
Oh, that's right. That's a big job.
Yeah, dude.
It's like that. I feel like treasurer. I feel like people used to do treasurer because it felt like the small job, but it's like the big job.
You know, I kind of do it as a. You know, I'm good at it, but also. I do it because it gives me the power of the purse, as you hear a lot on TV. So it enables us to be a more dynamic and, you know, on-the-go organization that can, like, get the money where it needs to go quickly. Because I'm making a lot of decisions and I'm pretty trustworthy. I mean, I'm very trustworthy. I deal with thousands of dollars and don't steal it. And I pay for my family when we go to these events that I plan. So, I don't know. It's hard to find people like me.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah, I don't think I was ever treasurer. I think I was like secretary of something, which is also kind of funny because I don't pay attention in meetings often. Yeah, my week, It's only, like, the fifth week of school this semester, and holy fuck, I feel like I haven't had that much schoolwork, you know, like, as far as, like, stuff to hand in yet, but I have this fucking paper due next week, but I'm trying to get it done this week, so I can do a PowerPoint presentation the week after, just, like, try to, like, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, move stuff around, I guess, like set up because I realize I have 17 clients, I think, and or 16, and one or two of them I see twice a week. And then I have to write all their notes and all that stuff, and then my other job, and then a couple coaching clients and some yoga clients, and it's just a lot, and I'm stressed.
I feel like this time of year is the time of year for that stuff. It's like winter. It's like stuff is due. Like we've started the year and we've made all of these intentions for the year, but we're past all that shit. And like, we're just like
in the
nose to the grindstone right now.
And it's like 13 fucking degrees here. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably good. It's winter. Like, yay. It's hard to cheer for winter weather.
No, I can't cheer for winter weather ever. I don't live in the southern part of the world for winter weather. Yes, and I have fucking research class. It's this research paper I have to write.
Mm-hmm.
I hate research. I like reading about research, but like the background, like what is qualitative, quantitative, all the variabilities. I don't know any of that shit. And in past, so one of the things that got me through school, which it was so helpful, that every paper for every class had a template.
Mm-hmm.
And the template was in sections, and we still have to make those sections. And it had specific questions they wanted answered in each section and how many paragraphs each section should be. Perfect, right? Like, my mind works like that. Give me a point to go to. I can find that answer. I can write exactly what you want. Well, they decided to get rid of templates. And it was supposed to be, like, a slow rollout. And one professor told me, don't worry, we're not going to do it until your cohort is graduated. Well, they fucking lied, right. And they got rid of templates this semester.
Yeah, I feel like the template thing kind of just gamifies, like, education, where it's like you can just, you know, just prove you're paying attention by filling this out, filling out this form correctly.
Right, and I kind of like that. Like, I've figured out the stuff, and it did help me learn, but also I don't know how to set up a paper. Like, the front page where you have to get it in the exact right position, you know, for like APA style. I don't know how to do all that. So I have old templates I can use, and I still have the old template from this class. So I plan on following that template. Because basically it's the same as the rubric, sort of, but with less specifics. But I am using the old template. I don't fucking care. Rebel I am.
That sounds dangerous, Rachel. I don't know.
Don't get me more stressed. I need to follow a template. I can say it's part of my accommodations, although I don't have like a... My diagnosis is old and I don't have actual accommodations, but whatever. It's how I learn. So... I don't want to write this paper. You want to write a paper on research? I will pay you for it. I probably shouldn't say that.
No, that reminds me. I think that story reminds me that, like, this morning my daughter, she's been doing homework on her computer. And every, like, she wakes up early in the morning to do it before school.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning particularly, she was just, like, not focused, not paying attention. But she just gets, like, she's, like, you know, I'm making lunches, getting everything ready in the kitchen and like making their breakfasts and unloading the dishwasher, making coffee, all the stuff that you have to do in the morning. And she's like, what's 5 times 8? You know, just yelling out the questions. And then I would like be like, what? You're supposed to do this work yourself. But she's really just like putting numbers in boxes to get to school. And I've learned this.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird that I guess I don't really understand how learning works in this information age. But she seems to be learning and you seem to be learning. So it's like, it's working. I just don't get it. I don't understand how it's working.
Yeah, no, I realize that too. It is different because I've been doing this. Like, one of the ways I've been learning is by taking these like little tests for this test, the board test we have to take, and like,
yeah,
I'm learning it by getting the questions wrong and then understanding the question. Have I read all of the stuff?
Yeah.
No, but now I'm like learning what the test needs and I'll remember that stuff. Also, I don't need to know about validity to work with my clients and quality.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of learning. It's like trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
Get it wrong and you tell me why it's wrong.
But I also like, I'm learning so much working with my clients. Like, that's where the learning is happening. So, like, these papers just seem a bit more frustrating because I know it's for school and I have to do certain things, whatever, whatever. But, like, this paper is not helping me to learn my job.
Right. There's also, like, a difference between, like, book learning and real world learning.
Yep.
I don't know.
You're right.
No, I do remember when I was in college, back in the early 2000s, I remember I would take all of these like engineering and physics courses that were, you know, rooted in the theories that you need to understand in order to be a smarty pants.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would take like the associated lab class, and the associated lab class was just like, oh yeah, all of that is good to know, but like really here's how it works.
Yeah.
And it really felt like practical applications of knowledge versus the understanding the concepts that describe the practical applications. And if you get both of those pieces of the puzzle, you really do have a lot of people were only good at lab class, or a lot of people were only good at, you know, the book class. But having a grasp of both of those things really gives you a mastery of the concept and a mastery of the subject that
is very,
I feel,
true.
Not many people can straddle. It's a difficult thing to do both of those things.
No, and I'm also, just, this is my irritation level right now. This is like, this research class is the most like dense reading. Granted, do I read a lot for school? No. Do I figure it out as I write my papers and stuff? Yes, I read then, and like I read for my discussion posts, and that's what I learn. But like, it's these two books that are so hard to read. It's all this. It's just statistics and data and program evaluation. That's all it is, right? Which is like, okay, I get it, why we need to learn it and looking at programs, because research helps drive our, you know, new concepts and new things in counseling and all that kind of shit. Sure. But they give it to you, if you do the fast track, you take this class during your internship one, which is when you have the most amount of clients, well, or internship two, but like an internship one has three separate projects and a paper on its own as well, besides all your clients. It's just a lot. I'm just frustrated, if you can't tell. Maybe I just need to go like, maybe after this, I just need to break out a toy before I start my paper.
Yeah, that's cool. I feel like I need to smoke more weed, but I don't do it.
No.
Sometimes I'm just like, you know what would chill me out right now? And it's like, duh, I do.
Do you ever buy those like Delta 9, like little vapey things?
No. We go on like summer road trips. We usually go to California once a summer. One time we went to Michigan, and there's like a dispensary in Michigan, and I just buy like the real stuff.
Gotcha.
But they make like THC vape pens and stuff, and I do like those.
Yeah, okay.
The Delta 9, we drank the Delta 9 bevies before.
So you just get some for like the year?
I don't smoke that much. I don't drink that much. I'm just like pretty moderate with the weed. And I'm thinking that I need to get more into it. I need to be less moderate.
Gotcha.
I need to be more of a pothead.
Okay. I think that's a good goal.
Yeah. It's, pothead seems so laid back.
Yeah, I would be like, except I would have the opposite effect because I can't smoke pot. Because I've talked about it before, because I had laced pot when I was younger, and I've never been able to really smoke since then. But I would be the one that would like take one little like hit of like a THC vape pen and then not be able to leave the house because I'm so paranoid.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm a bit like that too. And that's why I don't.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'll take like a puff of a joint and I'm like, whoa, that's enough, man.
Yeah. And then, but if I'm in like a group of people and then like I'm not one to, if they pass it back, and I don't smoke at all anymore, but if they pass back, it's hard for me to be like, nope. On to the next one. I'd be like, okay, we're all doing it. And then I'd be like, oh my God, everyone's going to kill me in here. Everyone's looking at me funny. I need to go to another.
Yeah, room. I don't like it that high.
No.
And it takes a lot of experience and maturity to be able to just be like, you know what? I don't like the way I start acting if I smoke anymore.
Yeah.
And then kind of, you don't need to explain that to people. They don't care. They don't care that you don't want to smoke.
No,
so just be like, oh, no, I can't. Just be like, I'm a lightweight. And then they're like, I get it. I've been there.
I know. It's all in my brain. Like, it's me telling me. It's the same thing. Like, if I were to go out for a night, and like, I don't go out either, but if I was to go like bar hopping, can tell you the last time I did that. I think the last time I did that was right before I left Athens. My went bar hopping, and I end up drinking. Like, it's hard for me to like be like, you know what, I've had enough to drink. If I'm out, I'm like, okay, I'll have another. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, that's me, and that's my thing. It's not because I feel like it's being forced on me, but I think when I was younger, I probably feel like it was forced on me. It became a habit. But I don't really go out. One, because I don't like to. I don't like being out late, really late that much, especially because I'd be by myself. And I also, like, oh, and, like, if I do drink now, it's like I have, like, I'll buy enough to have, like, okay, I need to sleep or relax tonight, so I'll have, like, two drinks. Oh, my God, talking about that, talking about sleep, I totally forgot this happened. So I think I told you, and they probably, I don't know if they're still there, but my neighbors will party till, like, 7 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon the next day, and they're very loud.
And dang, wow.
Yes, yeah, so I'm not sure if it's over. They will, and they play the same, it feels like they play the same, like, music on loop, and it'll stop for a second and go back, and they're, like, really loud. And it starts at, usually, like, sometimes it even starts at, like, after midnight. And like I said, one day it went till like, 7 p.m. the next day. So, like, shit, what drugs are you on, y'all? And, like, pass it around.
I hear the meth is pretty good in Texas.
I don't know. But, this past Friday, I was super tired. I was crabby, probably. I just wanted to sleep. I was really tired from all my sessions, from work, you know, everything. And I was so excited to just sleep. And I haven't been able to sleep well on Friday nights because I have an 8 a.m. session on Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And a while back, I missed one of those Saturday morning sessions because I timed wrong in my head. Like, I got backwards. I don't know. I just missed a session. I knew I was supposed to be there. But because the session was at 8, if I got there by 8:15, I was good. But I really meant 7:45. So I just, like, messed it all up, right? Missed the session completely. So Friday night,
what do you do in that instance when you miss a session completely?
Huh?
What do you do in that instance? Like, you just grovel?
I called my supervisor to say what I do, which is like, she's like, thank you for being so honest. I cried for 3 days. I figured I was going to lose my practicum. This was during my practicum. I figured I was going to get kicked out of my practicum and that was the end. Now my client was fine and they were worried that I wasn't okay because I'm always, you know, I'm very timely. So they were like, oh my, you know, worried something happened to me. And then I groveled. And then I groveled to my supervisor. And then I cried some more. So Friday night, I'm like, I just want to go to bed early so I can try and sleep. And then the fucking partying started.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, okay, last time I complained, they said if it's...
They play that, like, Black Eyed Peas song.
Tonight's
gonna be a good night.
I swear
like,
it's
what?
Like,
how is this still a song?
I think it's like Spanish techno. It's like Latin
techno.
Oh,
sick. Yeah. Is there any reggaeton in there? I bet there's some reggaeton.
There might be, but like I can only hear like a certain beat. Like I hear the same beat over and over.
Is it?
Yes.
That's reggaeton.
Okay, then that's what they're listening to.
Nice. I like that.
Not at 3 o'clock. So last time they told me to call security so security can come up and like, you know, tell them to shut up because we have quiet hours. So it's like 3, I'm like, woke up, I'm like, I don't want to be that dick. If they had a party, like, let them have a party. You know, it's like going through all the things in my head. I'm like, no, I pay to live here. We have quiet hours. They can go party somewhere else. You know, like, call security. I don't want to call security. I'm also really tired. I don't feel like making a phone call. Like, you know, going over and over and over in my head. Then I saw call security the first time, and it puts me through, like, I had to, like, hit one for this. And I'm like, ugh, I feel like now this is just a pain in the butt. Like, so I hung up. I'm like, okay, 5 more minutes. If they don't shut up in 5 minutes, I'm calling security. Okay, 10 minutes. And like, I kept pushing it. Finally, it was 3:35. I hadn't slept yet. I called security. I sounded crazy because I couldn't use my words properly. And I kept listening to see if, like, security came up. I couldn't really tell. And then it would get quiet. It got quiet for like 10 minutes. And then it started again at like 6 a.m.
Oh, wow.
So I got zero sleep.
That sounds like a rager.
It's like they did it on Super Bowl. Then they won't do it for a few weeks. Then they'll do it again from like Friday night into like Saturday night. And then I won't hear anything for a while. But apparently they're no longer going to be here. So I guess security.
Oh, that sounds like, I mean, the way you said that makes it sound like you're on the side of ICE, the immigration control.
Well, that was what I was also worried about.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be like, but our security isn't ICE. So then I was like, but I went through that too. I'm like, but what if they're not all documented? And what if they don't have, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to get people fucking in trouble. But I also was like, I haven't slept. And I have an 8-8.
You know, I guess if you are an undocumented immigrant, you have rights, you have human rights, but now's probably not a good time to party all night very loudly in a condo sitch.
Which that sucks too, right? But like, I was like, I haven't slept, and it was at 8 a.m. when I was supposed to have my client right before 8 a.m., it had gotten even louder. And I'm like, I can't even function, one, because I haven't slept. Two, I can't pay attention to my client because I hear thumping on the walls, and every once in a while I hear something bang into the wall. But thankfully, this time, my client no-showed.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a happy ending.
So, that worked for the better.
That reminded me, when we were in Spain, like 2014 or something, we went to Spain, and we happened to be in Madrid on the finals of the Champions League Cup or something. And it's like, it's this huge, huge soccer game. And the teams that were playing were both Spanish teams, which never happens. Like, it's a Europe-wide competition. And it was like Madrid versus Barcelona. And we did, like, there was no way to sleep. Like, we were in this hostel, or it was like a hotel. And all, like, everywhere, every room around us was just, like, all night partying.
Ugh. Yeah, it's hard.
And we're like, well, you want to look at the museum tomorrow and we can't sleep. But no, I was just like, okay.
Yeah, and
what a weird time.
I had let this go for so long, and I did, like, I emailed the office after I got a noise complaint, which is probably my revenge complaint in some way, but, like, it was dishonest. But I'm like, you know what? I do pay stupid money to live here, and we do have quiet hours. So if it's, like, if it happens once, like, my other neighbor's been louder upstairs, like, I can hear him after midnight, they just got home, like, cool. If I heard a neighbor having sex in the middle of the night, whatever, right? You know, like,
it would have been so different if it was just sex, right?
I know. Well, I think that's what I got my call for, my thing for. But like, every other weekend, like, 24, like, a 24-hour party, no. And I couldn't, and I walked outside, and I'm like, when I went to work, I'm like, when I walked to work, not, I didn't walk to work, I can't even speak, when I walked down the end of the hallway to go to my car, whatever, to go to work, I could hear that at the end of the hallway, so I'm like, there's no way I'm the only one that has called, because they were screaming, and I could smell, like, that drug smell coming through my walls. Like, it felt like it wasn't just pot, but probably was, but you could, like, see smoke in the hallway, so I'm sure, which also, like, I don't care if
you're smoking. Now I'm like, okay, these people have some dirt on the superintendent or something, you know, like, they're just like, there's no way we can get kicked out or shut down.
I know.
We know, like, we caught you, laundering money or cheating on your spouse, or
right, that's
like,
what
we've got
this
dirt on you and you're never gonna shut us down.
Yeah,
I like that story. I feel like that sounds like a pretty fun party.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It sounds like I don't even know, because till 7 o'clock the next day, I don't want to party that much. But all they told me was, this is what the outcome was that I got. So I'm trying to figure out what this means. Let's see. 44. I live at 44 South. Now everyone knows where I live. Noise. It said, thank you for reaching out and for your patience as we work to address this issue. We have contacted the resident next to you as indicated in the security report in hopes of resolving the situation. While we cannot share specific details, we want to inform you that they will be transferring elsewhere in the near future.
Ooh, dang.
Yes.
Maybe there's like a party wing of your condo.
I know. I thought that's when someone else said they're like, it sounds like they're just moving. I'm like, no, because it's all quiet hours, so there's really not a party wing. I don't know. Then I felt bad. I'm like, well, what if they all did get in trouble? But I haven't heard them. I heard them for like a second the other night, and then I heard like two bangs into my wall. So then, of course.
Did you ever watch 30 Rock? You watched 30 Rock, right?
A little bit. My ex watched. Ugh, don't even bring him up again. He watched it. I was.
Again. Yeah. Let's talk about your ex for a second. There's this one episode where, like, she lives in an apartment in New York, and this new guy moves in, and he's, like, super mysterious. And I think it's around the, like, that show was set, it was like 2006, right? Or 2000, no. I think it was later than that. But, you know, like there was this period in New York where everyone was scared of terrorism because mm-hmm. the World Trade Center had been knocked down. And so she was kind of like on that kick. And this guy was acting suspicious, and he was like, you know, vaguely Arab looking. It was Fred Armisen playing this guy.
Mm.
And he was doing like all of these weird, like training looking things. And she was like feeling very like she needed to say something. And so she like got her friend to, you know, have the investigators look into it, and had this guy like detained in some Guantanamo like thing. And then it turns out he was just, like, an American who was training for the Amazing Race.
Mm.
And she was like, oh, I feel so bad about this. Like, I called the immigration people on somebody who was just really into being American.
Yeah, and that's when I feel bad, too. I'm like, I feel like, God, am I that person? Did I become that person? But if it was their first...
It's always on white people's minds, right? Like,
yeah.
It's always like, where do you... I live in this neighborhood where, you know, it's like historically a... Like, if you go on next door, there's a lot of people who will say stuff like... And this doesn't happen as much anymore because, like, a lot of the old white people are dying. But they'll say, I saw a suspicious character walking through the neighborhood. And that just means they saw, like, a black person
right.
walking through the neighborhood. Which I don't think our neighborhood is very homogenous in that way. And, it, like I said, these messages are kind of going away as the as Big Whitey dies out. But there's this guy in the neighborhood who... This is the new version of that. There's this guy in the neighborhood who doesn't believe in leashes for his dog. So he just walks around the neighborhood, and his dog goes everywhere. His dog runs into your yard. If I have the back gate open, the dog will just come up to me in the backyard. And I'm not a dog person by any means. I'm a very, like, not dog person.
Okay.
And so it's this one dude. He's just letting his dog free roam. The other day we saw him, like, that. His first dog died. He got a second dog, and he's, like, training the second dog to be a non-leash dog, which I guess you could do. Like, the dog's not, like, living at my house, but oftentimes this new dog is not as, like, well-trained as the old dog. And I saw the other day when we were driving the kids to school, this dog was just running around, and there were some people walking and, like, kind of looking at the dog like, get away, like, what is this dog doing? Because it's you don't see that regularly. But we all just kind of put up with this guy who's got this dog that's not on a leash. And I feel like it would fall upon me to be that annoying person to rally a bunch of people in my neighborhood and be like, we got to do something about this leashless dog.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is my calling. I am the person to lead this charge because I am so not into dogs. I mean, dogs are fine. I'm not anti-dog, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to resist it. I'm not going to become the person that this neighborhood is trying to make me into. I'm not going to post on message boards. I'm not going to talk shit on this guy's dog. It's fine that he lets his dog run around. Some people like it.
But
I don't know.
It's really not fine. But
I mean, yeah, it's like, honestly, we don't, I don't think it's fine, right? Like, people don't like that. Like, even at parks, there's rules where it's like, dogs must be on leashes.
Yeah, I think it's,
and
I don't...
The reason is because dogs are not as predictable as humans, and dogs can do things that are violent and dangerous.
Right, and
without...
I was when I was dog sitting for a while, I knew somebody that had a pet sitting business, and I was like, just for some extra cash, you know, and they were really busy. So I was helping them out, and I had this sweetest dog, but it was a reactive dog. So when it was just like the two of us, totally cool, right? Like the dog was awesome, but it had to be muzzled to go for walks because it was very reactive, and it was probably an abused, it was a rescue, it was probably abused and scared and, you know, afraid of other dogs. So when I walked this dog, you know, I'd get its muzzle on, which I hated doing because I felt so bad putting the muzzle on, and it hated the muzzle, but like, also I don't know, you know, it's not my dog, and I don't know, you know, if something happened. So I'd always muzzle the dog, like I'd play with the dog first and then muzzle it and go for a walk. And it was in an apartment complex. So I was like, there's this big grassy area, you know. And it wasn't a huge dog, but it was a dog, you know. It wasn't a tiny dog. Mm-hmm. It had some weight to it. Sweetest dog. And this fucking asshole had this like little like lap dropkick dog, you know, one of the small like tiny little fuzzy dogs that are usually quite mean. Often, like, some of those, like, little chihuahuas can, like, go and attack.
The smaller dogs are the little biters.
They're... Yes. So, this fucking guy has his little fucking dog, not leashed, running around, starts to come running up to it, and the guy's like, it's okay, she's friendly. I'm not, and neither's this dog. And I'm screaming because the dog I was walking, even though it was muzzled, was starting to get really agitated. And I'm like, this dog probably weighed more than me. You know, and probably didn't weigh more than me, but was a big dog or big enough. And I'm like, and this dog was like about to come running up and jump at this reactive dog. And I'm like, I'm screaming. I'm trying to grab my dog that I was walking and take off. And the dog's like, the little one's following us and trying to, and growling too. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I am not friendly. This dog is not friendly. Do you not see the muzzle on this dog? And just because your dog is friendly doesn't mean it's the same kind of thing. You know what? I'm gonna.
I don't understand it. I don't understand the way dog people think. It is like, if they say it enough, then it's true. Maybe that's how they think. They're like, oh no, it's okay. She's friendly.
Right, it doesn't matter.
They say that a lot, and then it's like, but look at all of this chaos that you're causing.
Right.
Like,
well, it's the same thing. They're the same people as the huggers. I'm a hugger. And they just hug you.
Wait, hold on. Dog people are huggers?
No. I'm equating the people who, like, don't leash their dog and say, they're friendly. My dog's friendly. It's the same, like, who they're, like, put their friendliness, their friendly dog on, like, someone else. It's the same people who are like, I'm a hugger, and just go in for the hug without, like, getting your consent. Like, I don't want your dog near my dog. So, like, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? It makes sense in my head.
Yeah, I don't hug people that often, but yeah, I do like a good hug. Maybe I'm a hugger because I don't think about hugging very often, but I also don't do it very often. But I recognize that cracking down on all of these things is kind of like being an annoying, complainy,
oh my God,
person. Like you said when you called the security, you were just like, oh man, I feel bad about this. And I don't know if I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready to rise into the role of being a person who calls out dog guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. Sorry. Now I just got a text about something else about, oh God, my day's going to get just a little crazier.
You
have to go? No. I just have to respond to an email, a text from my supervisor about somebody else saying something inappropriate during a group. Anyway. No, I don't have to go. I might have to get a little...
I guess that's your job, to be like you're part HR.
I'm like, shit, now I'm that person. I'm just like... But that this one was a big deal. So, and I had to say something because it was completely wrong.
So if you see something, say something. That is what you're getting to, right? That
no, I mean, the... I think it depends. Like, I don't think I'm not calling for like, if I see someone, do they have papers? Do they not? Like, not in that way. But like, if somebody's doing something that can hurt somebody, like, shit, I'm not, if I see somebody, a domestic violence happening, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to call. So I'm going to have to do something. If I see like, or if I see someone in distress, well, maybe I don't know.
I know. But like getting into the, like the having frequent enough parties that it disturbs your life or your way of life. I could see the dilemma between like not saying anything will just lead you to be miserable, and then you move somewhere else. Like, that's not fair to
right.
You know, so you have to kind of say something. You have to kind of stand up for yourself in order to just give yourself the, you know, the type of lifestyle that you want to have, which is being able to sleep. Your crazy lifestyle.
Yeah, and I need sleep, but I was so dead the next day at work. I was like a zombie. And then I was asleep by like 8 o'clock the next night, but then Sunday I couldn't sleep. It just messed up my sleep cycle. And yeah, and I don't want to tell on people. I mean, I've let it go for like months and months and months and months. So... Ooh. I just couldn't do it anymore. But I'm not going to be calling. I'm not going to be calling every little thing I see and be like, I don't know, this doesn't look right to me. Someone's suspicious.
You should go over there and be like, do you know that I have a podcast and I am talking shit on you guys all the time?
Well, I was so afraid to come home. Like, when I got the email, like, they're not going to be there much longer. I'm like, oh, fuck, are they going to retaliate against me? Like, you know.
I don't think that. I think it's anonymous. Like, they're probably not like, this lady over here in room B is like,
I know, really... but I figured like when I got my noise complaint, it had to be my downstairs neighbor. And I knew that because they're like, and heavy.
Oh yeah, you did. You're like, it couldn't have been anyone else.
Right. Because they mentioned furniture moving, which was, I believe, like I was having sex late at night. Like one time since I've moved here, I've had one visitor, like I've had other visitors, but I've had one visitor that like, we were having fun one time. And I've had a heavy footfall, like whatever, people walk, like that's the thing. If I hear people walking, I'm not going to bitch about they have a heavy footfall. They can't help. That's just how they walk. You know? So I don't know.
I'm trying to think of the type of person who would be okay with like partying noises, but not okay with like a little bit of sex.
Oh, that was pretty funny. And I don't know if that's... Like, yeah, I got furniture, like, moved in right after there, so that could have been what it was, too. But, yeah, I mean, like, you live in an... I understand I live in an apartment. The walls aren't great. You're going to hear people having sex sometimes. You're going to hear some music. You're going to hear some TV. Cool. But it's usually pretty quiet in here.
I think every time I've heard, like, sex in a apartment situation... It's really made me like, you know, I kind of want to be the person to make all the sex noises.
Yeah. Maybe I mean,
like,
I could.
I hear it and I'm like, And then you go out in the halls and you're like, I wonder who that was having sex. I wonder if I can like associate those noises with regular voices when I see these people in the hall. It's a real intriguing thing for me.
I know. Like, I kind of like, not that I like sit and listen, but I'm like, oh, they're having sex. Like, that's
good. I'm happy for them, for sure.
Good on them. Shit. And, you know, and then I think about, like, I think it's like, because there's a shame in it, too. Like, oh, we shouldn't hear people having sex. They should be quiet. Like, I mean, I don't want to hear people having sex 24 hours a day, but, like, people have sex. And the walls are thin. Like, I'm not going to quiet myself because I live in the
kitchen.
You know?
I like hearing strangers having sex. I've had a lot of roommates that have had sex, and yeah. It's kind of annoying.
Right. I stupidly let a couple move into a house that I was renting, you know? I don't know why I did. And they were disgusting. We went over all these rules before they moved in about, like, how the kitchen should be, like, my... Because they were moving into my, you know, where I was already living. So I was like, these are the rules that I need. Can you... And if you can't live by these, cool. This just isn't the place for you. And they ended up bringing in, like, as soon as they came in, they brought in, like... They're supposed to have a dog. They ended up bringing in, like, a dog and three cats that they didn't really take care of. And they didn't take care of the kitchen. And they smoked pot 24 hours a day. And I'm like, I don't care if you smoke, but, you know, I would prefer you don't smoke, like, all the time, so the whole house smells like it. Because I also work with, you know, I don't want to smell like weed all the time. And I don't like the smell. And all these things. They would have sex, like... often, but also they would then, we had only had one bathroom, they would then go into the bathroom and have sex while they showered, but like I'd have to be somewhere and they would end up being in the bathroom for like an hour. I'm like, dude, I can hear you in the bedroom all the time, like, I, you know, whatever, but now you're even closer to me in the bathroom, but you have your bedroom, and also you just fucked in my shower, gross, which whatever, it's not gross, but like now I can think if there's like cum somewhere in the shower. I need to be somewhere, and you're right next to my wall. And that was the most terrible. That was my fault for letting a couple.
It's just annoying to have roommates that are having sex. I don't know. It's like, that's why you don't want to hear your parents having sex.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they're kind of your roommates, and it's like, oh God, you're so annoying already. And now you're like enjoying yourselves being annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
And plus, like, I don't know, maybe it's more of a jealousy thing. It's like, I'm the one that's supposed to be having sex in the shower. I'm the one that's supposed to be having sex all the time, and you guys are having all this sex? That's
And not to go back to my ex, but this seems to be a running theme lately, that was, like, the first place I lived after my ex, and at that point, I wasn't hooking up, like, it was right before I started having sex again, because I went through this, like, I'm going to be, like, solo. And maybe I was, like, I guess I was masturbating, but... And then I have to think about that, too. Like, am I loud when I'm masturbating? Is that what the neighbor complained about? I don't think I am. Maybe I am. Who cares if I am? I do try and play music.
Yeah, there's some things that are out of your control. Like, I like to think that I know all of the annoying details about myself, and I really like tamp them down whenever I know other people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that there's stuff that's beyond my grasp that is like slipping through, and those are the truly annoying things about me. And
yeah, that's me.
Perhaps it is you're the loudest masturbator in the world.
I mean, well, sometimes I think I try to be louder, because here's the thing. Oftentimes, like, I'm not masturbating even to get off. It's like, I'm going to send a dirty video. And so it's like a partial, like, you know, like it's not.
A little bit of acting.
Yeah. So like I get a little louder and I say dirty things, which is like, if my neighbors were like, she's by herself saying some dirty ass shit. But like, I'm doing this on purpose. Like, right. Like, because I can't do a video with self-pleasure and actually be enjoying myself. Like, I'm worried about the video quality. Right. So this is more like, I'm doing this for you. It's going to be a short.
Like, you got to get another angle on this. Like, let me, let me do another take.
I have done that. And I'm like, don't watch. And I'm always in my head. I'm like, don't watch it. Cause it's, you don't want to see yourself, you know, like, and then I'll see a thing like, no, that was a bad angle. Like, I got to try this again. So, like, I'm doing the same thing. You know what I mean? So there's, like, a bit of acting going on in those. I mean, it's still enjoyable. Like, I'm still touching myself, but it's not for the same outcome. Then it's like, okay, I'm not going to sit for, like, 20 minutes or 10 minutes or however long it might take me to get off, whatever, making a video for someone. So it's, like, a good, like, a little sneak preview, a little 2-minute, 3-minute, sometimes 1-minute video just to, like, you know, remember, here I am.
Yeah, I feel like we've done that on the podcast. Not had sex, but, like, we'll record and then realize you hadn't pressed the record button, and we're like, well, let's just do it all over again.
I know. I was just looking
at the exact same things, and it feels stupid, but it might even be, maybe it's even better. I don't know. I don't go back and listen to it. I don't think we actually stick to it. I think sometimes we're just like, that's lost.
Yes, but yeah. And then I just looked. I'm like, oh my God, did I actually fucking hit record? I did. Thank God. Y'all be kind about your neighbors, like, especially in apartments. Like, you don't have to be quiet all the time, but if it's repetitive, that's where it becomes a lot. But also enjoy your pleasure in your own apartment and fuck the neighbors in that.
Yeah, and if you see something, say something. Like, if something is bothering you, this is where you live as well. Do something about it.
It also keeps our neighbors safe in some ways because, like,
it's all complicated. Yeah, I'll say with every edict, we have this, like, caveat.
Sometimes, like, when there are big parties, the doors get left open for people too.
Be a responsible partier.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But anything,
like, you're having a party in a group setting, be a little courteous.
Also, if you're having a party at 3 o'clock in the morning, which I guess you're probably really fucked up, so you're not thinking about it, but just don't play raging music. Like, keep it down a little bit, and just be mindful. Like, I don't care if you have people over at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, I've heard my neighbors having people at 3 o'clock in the morning, but it's a quiet, like, every once in a while you hear a voice or a laugh, and then it's like, okay. You know,
follow us on YouTube at youtube.com/@AthensPublic. You can get all of our YouTube content there. There's yoga classes and there's this. And there's other stuff.
Excellent. Yeah, go check that out. Also, you can go to Instagram and leave us messages if you have questions, if you have things you want us to answer or talk about. Happy to do that. So go to my so-called mess, or I believe it's my so-called mess podcast at gmail.com. And until next time, peace out. And enjoy your own pleasure and in your apartment. And then that way, it's okay if you get loud. Too loud. That's no problem. Fuck here. But there are limits. And it's not the sex part. But yes, enjoy yourself. And